Next Step 623, May 14th, 2020.
Hi, this is Susie with In His Shoes Ministries welcoming you to the Next Step with Father Vazgen. Since 2008, we have been producing these podcasts on a weekly basis for those who are seeking practical and deeper applications of their faith and spirituality in their lives today. There's no need to check your brain in at the door. Armadoxy is a practical approach to melding spirit and passion in the real world. These podcasts are part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes Ministry and provided by epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. So turn up the volume and get ready to take the next step.
Prayer. We talk about it. We question it. How about praying it? Yeah. I mean, we've talked about prayer. We've discussed what it means to pray. I've shared with you through the years all about the different dimensions of prayer. What prayer does for a person. The meaning of prayer. But have we prayed together? That's what today's next step is going to be about. Something a little different. Not talking about prayer, but praying together. And I've got to tell you that as I was preparing for today's podcast, I stopped and I said, I need to let this flow. It's not about preparing. I don't know how this next hour together is going to go, but I do know that prayer is going to guide us. I have that confidence. Last week, as you remember, Pope Francis had met with Muslim leaders. I can't remember if it was Saudi Arabia or in the United Emirates, but he had met, and they had discussed about a World Day of Prayer. Can everyone pray? Whatever tradition they are. Islam, Christianity, Judaism, all coming together. But not only the Western traditions, but also from the East. Can the Buddhist, can the Hindu, doesn't matter, can they all get together and pray? On one day, for something that is impacting our entire world today, namely the coronavirus. Yeah, just 2-3 months ago, our lives changed, didn't they? Completely different. I was thumbing through some Time magazines the other day. Strange, the things that you want to catch up with when you're isolated in a house. And I found an edition of Time magazine from the beginning of the year. They had projections for the year 2020. 2 pages of them, and I was going through them. Yeah. You start off the year one way, and before you know it, you're somewhere else. And this COVID-19 has changed everything. We are somewhere else. So the Pope issued an invitation for everyone to pray. And it was on May 14th. And last week, as I was sharing this with you, it occurred to me that, yeah, May 14th, hey, that's our podcast day. It's a Thursday. And we've never done this. We've gotten together. I mean, many of you have been on board for years. Have we prayed together? And so today is a day of prayer. An invite from Pope Francis. And I know there's like, we have some. And you don't need to raise your hands. I know we have some people. Well, he's not our Pope. Well, you know what? He is the Bishop of Rome. He is the successor to St. Peter. And in that respect, there is an honor that we understand. And you need to understand that. Because I think when we start praying in this manner, we understand that it's not about they're Catholic or we're Orthodox. It's about we're people. And that's the foundation upon which we're going to be offering these prayers today. I'd like to pray with you. My listeners, and I hope that you'd want to pray with me, because I do feel like there is a warm bond from the letters that you send me, from the notes that you author. I know that there's a very warm bond between us. Now, in Pope's invitation, he invited everyone to pray. He said, "Prayer is a means to communicate with and listen to God. In this spirit, I have welcomed the invitation of the Higher Committee of Human Fraternity to dedicate tomorrow." Now, I'm not going to get into that higher committee. You know how I feel about these titles. But anyway, tomorrow, namely today, May 14th, to prayer, fasting, and works of charity. I invite and encourage everyone to join in this event. May we unite as brothers and sisters in asking the Lord to save humanity from the pandemic, to enlighten scientists, and to heal the sick. May the Lord bless each one of you and always protect you from every evil. This is the Pope's invitation to humanity, that today we take time to pray. Pray for an end to this pandemic. And like I said, you can look at it and you can say, well, you can start talking about what prayer is, but how about if we pray together? So let's not waste another moment. Let's pray. I'd like to start off with a prayer that was taught to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In the Armenian Church, in our tradition, all of our services begin and end with what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. The prayer of healing is actually a service. It is a rite in and of itself. It is a prayer that heals an individual from spiritual ills as well as physical. It begins with a reading from the Epistle of St. Paul, the second one, to the Corinthians. For we are in the temple of the living God, as God said, I will live in them and move among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from them and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch nothing unclean. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you. And you shall be a son and daughter, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, says St. Paul, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, and make holiness perfect in the fear of God. From the Psalms, we read Psalm 102. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. We have a few different gospel readings for healing. The most common that comes from the book of the Maschtots, or the services of the church, comes to us from the Gospel of St. Mark. And Jesus says, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father, also who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. We offer our prayer in the context of this reading, of having that power to move mountains and imagine a world coming together. Praying with the condition, Jesus adds, of forgiveness. Forgiving one another and standing as one world. Yeah, that's what it means. One world means one people, one creation. United, standing together. Blind, that's right, to the differences and understanding that we are one. Jesus Christ came and he overcame the worst of the worst. He overcame death itself. On that cross was crucified all disease, all evil, all negativity. It should have been over right there, right? But we continue it. The Armenian Church prayer for healing. O Lord our God, dispel the pain and heal the sickness of your people. Grant to all perfect health by the sign of your all-conquering cross, through which you took upon yourself all the diseases of humankind and condemned the enemy of life and salvation. You are our life and salvation, O beneficent and merciful God. Only you can forgive sin and expel pain and disease from all of us. For you are aware of all our dire needs. Grant your abundant mercy upon each of us and to all your creatures, to each according to his or her needs, because you know those needs better than we can ever know or comprehend. So that we may glorify you and praise you, the all-holy Trinity, now and always and forevermore. Amen. Praying together. That's what we're doing today. It's not about philosophizing it, explaining prayers, but just praying. Praying, sharing. And let you find that healing for yourself. Let you find the answers that you're seeking. In the Armenian Church tradition, there are several gospels that are read during the service of healing. Pujushkutyan Avedaran, it's called. The Gospels of Healing. And certainly as you read through the Gospels, with the message of Jesus Christ, we find occasions where he stops and heals people, where we see his divinity, where he takes control over the worst of the worst and brings complete, total healing to people. These are the Gospels of Healing. Pujushkutyan Avedaran Ner. There is one in particular that I particularly love to hear over and over because there are so many dimensions to it. In Jerusalem, it is a standard Gospel, which is read at the end of the morning service. Comes to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, talking about the pools of Bethsaida. Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now at the sheep pool in Jerusalem, there is a place with five colonnades. Its name in the language of the Jews is Bethsaida. In these colonnades, there lay a crowd of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, waiting for the disturbance of the water. For from time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down into the pool and stir the water, and the first to plunge in after this disturbance recovered from whatever disease had afflicted him. Among them was a man who had been crippled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and was aware that he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to recover? Do you want to be healed?" "Sir," he replied, "I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is disturbed. But while I am moving, someone else is in the pool before me." Jesus answered, "Rise to your feet. Take up your bed and walk." And the man recovered instantly, took up his stretcher, and began to walk. The gospel narrative continues by noting that this day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. You are not allowed to carry your bed on the Sabbath." He answered, "The man who cured me said, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is this man who told you to take up your bed and walk?" But the cripple who had been cured did not know, for the place was crowded and Jesus had slipped away. A little later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Now that you are well again, leave your sinful ways, or you may suffer something worse." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. It was works of this kind done on the Sabbath that stirred the Jews to persecute Jesus. He defended himself by saying, "My Father has never ceased his work, and I am working too." This made the Jews still more determined to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but by calling God his own Father, he claimed equality with God. Today we are praying. Today we are praying together. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to just do it. Pray. We read the gospel narrative. We read the story of healing, and we pray. Prayer takes many forms. We in the Next Step have an opportunity to pray every week, actually, because we share with you a song, which in fact is a prayer. It's a prayer with a melody. It's somebody expressing the feeling of their soul. Prayer. In our Holy Divine Liturgy, there is a song dedicated to God the Father. Here is a rendition called Emmanuel Calling. It is off of the Credo, the rock opera of the greatest story ever told. Emmanuel calling. God with us. That's what Emmanuel is, right? God with us. The name of Jesus. God with us. Emmanuel calling is the name of this particular rendition of what we know in the Armenian church is Amen Hayr Surp. And you heard it in there. And if you go to an Armenian church, you should hear this. I'll leave it up to your imagination. But I really love this rendition of it. It just really, really takes you someplace beautiful, doesn't it? I will have a link on today's show notes to that song, as well as the entire album, as well as everything we talk about on today's show. Today, we're not going to philosophize. We're not going to be trying to explain prayer, what it means, what it does. Instead, we are praying, whether by words or whether by song. When people first learn about the Armenian Church and its beliefs, as well as Orthodox Christians, what they believe, as well as the Roman Catholic, if you dwell into it, what is it that they believe? One of the first things that they notice is that their Bible doesn't end up with 66 books. There are more books. Like I said, we're not going to get too much into it, but I do need to give this as a preface to the next prayer. Martin Luther, during the Protestant Reformation, decided certain books did not belong in the Bible. He took them out. So Protestants refer to these as the Apocrypha or hidden. For us in the Armenian Church, they're part of our canon. They're part of our scriptures. And one such book is a prayer. A prayer which is recited during our worship services. It is called the Prayer of Manasseh. And I can't imagine us having a day of prayer, especially universally for the COVID-19 virus. Universally, all people coming together and praying. And I want to add to those prayers the Prayer of Manasseh. Lord Almighty, God of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of their righteous offspring, who hast made heaven and earth in their manifold array, who hast confined the ocean by thy word of command, who hast shut up the abyss and sealed it with thy fearful and glorious name. All things tremble and quake in the face of thy power. For the majesty of thy glory is more than man can bear, and none can endure thy menacing wrath against sinners. The mercy in thy promise is beyond measure, none can fathom it. For thou art most high Lord, compassionate, patient, and of great mercy, relenting when men suffer for their sins. For out of thy great goodness thou, O God, hast promised repentance and remission to those who sin against thee, and in thy boundless mercy thou hast appointed repentance for sinners as the way to salvation. So thou, Lord God of the righteous, didst not appoint repentance for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were righteous and did not sin against thee, but for me, a sinner, whose sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. My transgressions abound, O Lord, my transgressions abound. And I am not worthy to look up and gaze in the height of heaven, because of the number of my wrongdoings. Bowed down with a heavy chain of iron, I grieve over my sins and find no relief. Because I have provoked thy anger and done what is evil in thine eyes, setting up idols and so piling sin on sin, now I humble my heart, imploring thy great goodness. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. I pray and beseech thee, spare me, O Lord, spare me. Destroy me not with my transgressions on my head. Do not be angry with me forever, nor store up evil for me. Do not condemn me to the grave, for thou, Lord, art the God of the penitent. Thou wilt show thy goodness toward me. For unworthy as I am, thou wilt save me in thy great mercy. And so I shall praise thee continually all the days of my life, for all the hosts of heaven sing thy praise. And thy glory is forever and ever. Amen. The prayer of Manasseh. Yes, scriptural. It is from our holy scriptures. We are praying today, a world day of prayer. People coming together from all sides of the globe praying. Praying for an end to the pandemic. Praying together. Being united. A few moments ago, I shared with you a song that was, you know, about God the Father. But it was expressed, even though there was a melody to it, even though there was this beautiful artistic flow of musical notes to it, it still was an expression of words. Can you express yourself in a prayer without words? Is that possible? Johann Sebastian Bach would take a piece of paper. He'd start notating the genius, this brilliance, these melodies that today, 300-400 years later, we are still in awe of. They still inspire today. And along with those notations, those musical notes, he would write initials, the letters JJ. Yesu Yuva, Jesus help me. At the end of his creation, he'd write SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, translated to God, to God alone be the glory. These were his prayers. Bach and all of the great ones would dedicate their talent to the glory of God. Prayers without words. Thank you. Violin Concerto in D. Johann Sebastian Bach, without words. He expressed it. He prayed. And interesting, we participate in that prayer by listening. But we're not going to philosophize, are we? We're going to pray today, giving you an opportunity to participate in this prayer. It's a universal day of all of us praying for an end to this COVID-19 virus. One more prayer, set to music. It is a prayer that we prayed together with a dear friend of mine, fell in love with him and his music several years ago, Gor Mkhitaryan, and we produced an album called Spirit, Hoki. And this musical creation is called Hachtanag, Victory. And it is so appropriate for today.
Jeftzamer Baherin Kezem Hishon Aumena Dushguin Oredis Mernisk Ins Chest Hognum Duim Anke Duim Yech Bairuhar Unakan shurtelis darzat je bitam en vashkan konem hajver pahirin zaner mitognish gortsem merker konem hajver uzumem sovorel tashnam mineris ne Achtelu vachin, main chavar. Yes, himarten, lain teberunem, chachrelu patrast. Duim vahanes, iskies kovegan hachtanaki. Ukez ez gumem. Anant mech yet tulanam in zokni das was konnem heiz mech bahir in zaner mit tognish gortsem mecher konnem heiz mech uzumem sovore tashnam
Today we were invited to pray with the world, to pray for an end to this COVID-19, to this pandemic that has plagued our world. Yes, today's not a day to philosophize about it. Today's not a day to talk about why are we praying, why are we doing this, what is the power of prayer. Forget all that. Today is a day where we have been invited by leaders of different faith traditions to stop and pray. And we're not here to philosophize why today. Why do we need to stop? How about if we do have any kind of question, let it be, why aren't we praying always? Not that I prayed today, but that I am praying today, as I will be praying tomorrow. And praying. The prayer that we began with, the Armenian Church prayer, in it so clearly and so beautifully, dispel the pain and heal the sickness. The gospel reading that Christ invites us to change the world talks about forgiveness. Forgiveness of others so our Heavenly Father will forgive us. Imagine that. Imagine a world where we have forgiven, where we're not holding up banners of look at me, who am I? But imagine a world where we are praying. Not only for ourselves, but for everyone, because everyone is a child of God. Imagine a world where there are no more barriers. Is it just an imagination? Is it fantasy? Or can it be reality? And does our prayer take us there? Have we discovered, perhaps, the greatest attribute of the prayer that we are praying? That we realize we're in this together. That we are reaching out to one another. That we are praying for one another as others are praying for us. That in praying for the world, we are praying not only for ourselves, but for everybody. Because we're one world. We're all together. It's just like what we learned in Sunday school. Red, yellow, black, and white. We are all precious in His sight. Hello? Too simple? Maybe this is what Jesus meant, to become like children. In that simplicity, let's understand, that's it. It's as simple as this one world. Coming down on our knees, forgiving, and praying together.
Thank you.
appropriately ending our day of prayer with Ian Anderson's In the Olive Garden off of the Divinities album. Here is Susie with her announcements. I'll be back in a few moments.
Hi, Susie here again, reminding you that the next step is made possible through your prayers and generous donations. We invite you to check out our extensive archive about applied spirituality and Christianity for just about every life situation. You'll find past podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and of course at the In His Shoes website. We're proud to have these podcasts available to our worldwide audience, with listeners added daily. To become a partner of this ministry, please consider donating by pressing on the donate button on our website. Your monetary contributions goes to maintain and further this dynamic mission, bringing the message of Armadoxy into the lives of a waiting world. Let us know if you'd like to sponsor a series of podcasts by dropping us a note at feedback@epostle.net. That's epostle with an E, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World, .net. We now return to this week's Next Step with Father Vazquez.
Thank you, Susie, for that message. And thank you to all of you for the wonderful, beautiful notes you've been sharing with me and for being on board and praying for this ministry. It's a very, very special ministry. And I thank you. I thank you for being part of it. The next step. We are taking the next step. Listen, I've got some great news for you. This year we did Lenten Journey 2020, the 40 days of Lent. And unfortunately, we were cut halfway through because of the pandemic, but we continued writing them. I wrote all 40 days, but it didn't have the distribution that we had hoped for. In fact, because of the pandemic, we were forced to put it in one place as opposed to another. Anyway, long story short, it's up online right now. I'll have a link on today's show notes. The 2020 Lenten Journey, all 40 days are up online on our blog, on the Lenten Journey blog. So you can check that out too. Listen, today was a day of prayer. It was something different. It wasn't talking about the philosophy of prayer, why we pray, why we shouldn't pray, who we're praying to, who's listening to the prayers, how it's going to affect our lives and affect the world. All we did today is pray. In the 12 years we've done, the next step is the first day that we've really stopped and pray. And it's an important moment for me, because it made me recognize that there is this value in prayer beyond understanding it, but to just accept it. And so it's in that spirit that I'm going to log off today. Ask you to really contemplate and think all that we did today. If you need to go back and listen and share it with people, share it, because it's about praying. And sure, Pope Francis initiated this. Sure, there were leaders of different religious traditions who called for it. But really, it's a call that should take place every single day of our lives. Don't look for leadership. Don't look for people high up in the clouds asking for this. Just pray, because it is the road to healing. It is the means by which we are healed. Think about it. Meditate on it. And I'll look forward to being back with you next week. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to drop me a line, I'm at feedback@epostle.net. And a shameless plug, epostle means apostolic with an E. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. On behalf of the people who brought today's show to you, Susie, our producer, Ken, our technical director, this is Father Vazquez, inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
And now here's the fine print. The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskullness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of vpostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience. Not valid with any other offer.
No one can harm me while I wear the mask of Vulcan. No one.